And we're back. That's Juvenile, Mon Pays. And it's a song about winter. He wrote it specially in 1964 for some, either a film or an event. Please look it up. But it became the national song, you could say, of Quebec. Juvenile was the great, considered, well, an icon, very rightly so. By the way, if you read the English lyrics, it's all about snow and the beauty of it. So you Torontonians who are digging out of your driveway will appreciate. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And I earlier mangled Linda McQuaig's statement out, and I'm saying she wrote in solidarity with Eve Engler, and I want to read it again. I'm outraged that Canadian journalist Eve Engler has been jailed for criticizing a person inciting hatred against Palestinians. Where are our free speech rights? If critical commentary in line with the rulings of the International Court of Justice lands a journalist in jail. Eve is probably just entering court right now. I hope we will have good news soon that he'll be out. And he's, by the way, he's a good friend of the Taylor Report. We've had him on many times. He's written many wonderful books. Please go to Eve Engler. Just put Eve Engler in. Go to his main blog and a Twitter account, whatever, and update yourself so that you can be useful in support of freedom for a great Canadian journalist. This being, we're coming to the end of Black History Month, and I have Black History news. I think I'm the person who is making the news with the announcement on a sports matter of great historical interest. It's always been said that the first black champion, heavyweight champion of the world, was Jack Johnson. He deserves that title. However, there's been a historical error, in my view, and it's easily proven. It's claimed that John L. Sullivan, the American fighter from Boston, was the first heavyweight champion. Sports writers, particularly in the U.S., all agree about this. The first heavyweight champion of the world was this Irish fighter, John L. Sullivan. That is a mistake, and I think it should be corrected. The first heavyweight champion of the world, it turns out, if you do your research, is Peter Jackson. Peter Jackson is from St. Croix. He was born there at a time when it still belonged to Denmark, by the way. Ended up in the hands of the United States, now called the Virgin Islands. His parents were Jamaican. He became a merchant seaman, and he settled in Australia. I guess he sailed out of Australia. And he was a great fighter. And actually really helped turn boxing into boxing. John L. Sullivan represented the sort of mauling school of boxing, whereas Peter Jackson was a student of fighting, and he was known for his footwork. But he, understand this, he was the Commonwealth heavyweight champion. He was a heavyweight champion of Australia, which at that time, this is the 1890s, was considered practically the capital of fighting, boxing. And the world was just becoming aware of these fighters and beginning to make them world famous. John L. Sullivan, because he was part of the American Empire and the British, etc., he got the attention. But understand something. Peter Jackson was the Commonwealth champion. He was a champion, heavyweight champion of Australia. He fought many of the same people and defeated them that were fought by John L. Sullivan. So there was no world champion. All that is propaganda. Here's the deciding element. This is what tips the scales towards Peter Jackson being the first heavyweight champion of the world. He challenged John L. Sullivan. They were roughly the same age. He challenged him to a fight. And John L. Sullivan drew what is called the color line. He said, no, I don't fight black fighters. Well, that makes him not the champion, because a champion with the Commonwealth at that time was a dominant boxing center. So if you were the Commonwealth champion, you were, that's as good as it could be. And John L. was the champion in the States. But they were the same time. They both fought, as I pointed out, their peers. And the, one of them challenged the other to a fight, to a boxing match, and the other declined. And that, so why should we permit the racism and the legal segregation that was being practiced in America to affect our view of this very important title? Because you do want to remember that a few, about 10, 15 years later, Jack Johnson found a white champion, Tommy Burns from Canada, who was willing to fight him. And Jack Johnson defeated Tommy Burns, becoming the first, they had to acknowledge, was a heavyweight champion. But it had already been done by Peter Jackson. And by the way, they fought in Australia, Burns and Jack Johnson. And while Jack Johnson was there, he made a special pilgrimage to the grave of Peter Jackson, who died, unfortunately, quite young. By the way, had he lived on, maybe this matter would have been cleared up. It was a tribute that Jack Johnson paid to Peter Jackson, who, I'll just end it on the point, the first heavyweight champion, not the first black, but he's the first heavyweight champion, that because the title wasn't sort of there to be had until this period of John L. Sullivan and Peter Jackson and later Jack Johnson. Anyway, that's Black History Month, and I'm calling on sports people who think they know something to correct the record.